This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there, and you'll sound like you're sitting in the studio with us here. The us includes me, Ian. Oh, sorry, Johnson. Try that again.
And me, Johnson.
And Will.
We were talking in the first hour of the show about forgiveness, but coming up, we'll talk about friendships. Johnson, you've got a story from the psychology blog relating to modern friendships and how they're different.
Nice day.
Than friendships went.
Friendships, forgiveness.
Yeah.
I mean, what a nice episode.
Wonderful. So, you can bring up whatever you want. And just to bring our listeners up to speed who might just be tuning in now, in the first hour, the story was of a mosque in Arkansas that was vandalized with some Nazi swastikas and things like that.
Go home.
Very nasty statements. And the person who committed the act was caught. They were found guilty. It was a felony charge, or more than one felony. They ended up taking a plea deal. They ended up with no jail time, but a fine.
Well, he was looking at 6 years.
Yeah.
And if he didn't do the community service and the probation and the fine, then he was going to do 6 years. And they didn't want, because he didn't have the financial means to keep up with the $1,600 fine, they didn't want him going to prison.
So they paid it.
Now, here's something interesting. So, like, what I've heard a little bit so far, hearing you both talk about forgiveness, is kind of expressing forgiveness on this sort of black or white scale of forgiveness or revenge.
Okay.
And I don't really think that that's how that spectrum works. I find myself living very frequently in the middle.
All right.
So forgiveness, a lot of people will talk about forgiveness as not something that you give to someone else.
It's for you.
You give to yourself,
yeah.
Right? Which
to reduce whatever burden you have,
sure,
upon yourself over the frustrations over the incident.
Sure. So I've kind of like thought about that a lot over the course of my life, because I've had some people who I could forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any, like, sort of wish to seek revenge on the people who have sort of done me wrong throughout my life. But in terms of giving them complete absolution, you know, absolution, which I think is another sort of interesting thing to talk about in terms of forgiveness, I have no interest in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I've in no interest in, you know, because if the forgiveness is for myself, well, I would have to be interested in it, and I have no interest in actually, like, forgiving these people. I have no interest in revenge on them either. I'm just, like, going to go for indifference. Like, okay, you don't exist to me anymore. Like, if you're not going to make any, like, but these are people who haven't made any sort of effort to seek forgiveness.
Right.
So, and sort of my thought is that if somebody's not even going to seek forgiveness, then they don't deserve it. You know, like, if someone doesn't take any sort of, any steps towards restituting someone, that person's terrible. I mean, and it's like, I feel like, you know, the whole non-aggression principle, a lot of people really misinterpret the non-aggression principle as being this, like, pacifist sort of situation. Like, you have to be a pacifist in order to believe in the non-aggression principle.
I wouldn't say most people think that about non-aggression at all.
There are a lot of people,
defense, self-defense advocates.
Sorry, when I say a lot of people who think that about the non-aggression principle, a lot of people who think that way who don't like the non-aggression principle.
Yeah.
Because they're getting it wrong.
Yeah,
I think
it's just they don't like the non-aggression principle because it limits their ability to use aggression.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people who are like that who claim to be libertarians, you know, and unfortunately. And I don't think, though, that you're required to forgive those who aren't seeking forgiveness.
No one's requiring anything.
No. Right. See, that's one of the things, like, as far as my faith is concerned, is that if that person doesn't take a step toward you and you take a step toward them anyway, in the eyes of God, that's better. You know, like you are the, it's always, sure. You know, the person who gains the reward is the one who takes that first step, even if you're the one who was in the right. You know, even if you were the one who was wronged,
right.
If you make that first step, then you're the one who receives that reward. And there's more reward for you if you were the one who was wronged. So, you know, I guess that's where the whole the faith thing comes in. And it encourages me to say, okay, I can't just be indifferent about this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to either let it go or don't. But you have to make a decision.
Sure.
In one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't think that you're necessarily wrong for doing it your way, Johnson. I mean, people should do or not do whatever level of forgiving they
right.
feel is right for them,
right.
because it is all about the, and for the most part, about the person who's doing the forgiving,
right.
and less about the person who's being forgiven. Mm. Although, as I was saying before, it can be, I think, a very powerful experience for that person to be forgiven by their victim, even if they didn't ask for it. But you know, if you feel like you need to be asked before you forgive, that's not, you know, an illegitimate position,
sure.
as long as you're the one who's willing to live with whatever burden sure. that creates in you. And if you're saying there's no burden there, if you're saying that, you know, just ignoring yeah. a situation is sufficient for you, then
yep. I mean, and I've got there are a lot of people who I can name who I think can think of where, you know, I know nothing's going to happen, but it's sort of like these people where it's like, I feel better about myself not forgiving those people, not saying, mm-hmm. oh, you have an opportunity to just ignore this thing. You've done these bad things. You've done wrong to other people, and you're being forgiven. I feel better about myself not completely letting it go, not seeking revenge,
yeah.
but not letting it go and being the type of person who says, I expect better of you.
Yeah.
And I will always expect better of you for the rest of my days. If I have to, I will expect you to, at some point, be the type of person who owns up to your, you know, to what the things that you've done and to restitute those who you've wronged. I expect you, for the rest of my days, I will always expect that you will eventually become a good person. You will do what's right and, you know, make the others who you've wronged whole. I will always have that expectation of everyone who I think, you know, does something wrong. For me to believe in the non-aggression principle for myself, I also feel like I need to believe in it for other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
I need to believe that they're, you know, that they, especially people who claim to believe that, I can't just give forgiveness to someone else who claims to have my principles and is, you know, has been dishonest about that or does, you know, wrongs other people. I'm not willing to just let that go, or to tell them that it's going to be okay, because I feel like that does a disservice to that person. I feel like that person should be expected.
You don't have to tell the person that they've been forgiven either.
Sure.
Right? So, and some people would even argue against that, because then it's sort of like this pious thing of, well,
yeah.
I forgive you,
yeah,
I'm better than you.
There are plenty of people who...
that kind of thing.
So you're just forgiving them to make yourself... I've heard that, you know...
To make
yourself, you know, feel better than them, or to make yourself look better than them, or I've
right.
heard that argument many
yeah,
times.
I've heard that too, which is why I, and initially when I first started to practice forgiveness more openly or just in general as my part of my belief system, I did practice it openly and I got some of that feedback and I was like, yeah, you know, they're right. There's really no reason to announce the forgiveness
right.
Publicly. I remember
that type of forgiveness is very common. You know, again, as an atheist, I study a lot of religion. That type of forgiveness I've seen used intentionally as a weapon of religion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, it's that personal journey of just letting go of any kind of grudge against that person. It doesn't mean that that person is trustworthy, right?
Right.
So this is another common mistake where people will say, well, you forgive that person, that means you're going to give them your money again or whatever, right? Whatever the issue was.
Mm-hmm.
No. Doesn't mean that they're a trustworthy individual from
right.
that point forward. It just means that I'm not carrying the burden of anger, the you know, whatever that might be. bear on my soul. I'm not bearing that anymore. It doesn't mean that I'm going to let that person into, you know, the inner circle of, my life.
I guess this is the reason why I can't forgive, is I can't do that, because that brings up in me cognitive dissonance. Because if I am willing to forgive that person, then I should be willing to trust them again, and I should be willing to give them money again and do all those things, because that's how I deal with a normal friend, a normal person who I trust.
The trust would have to be built. Yeah. Forgiveness is easy to go through, for me at least.
Right.
Once you practice it, it's very, very easy to do. But to build trust, that takes time, that takes effort. And you have to give them the opportunity to do that as well, which you may or may not do, whether you forgive or not. It's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome
Kyle, toll free to join us here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
So before we move on to your story, Johnson, about the modern friendships, was there anything else that y'all felt hadn't been said yet in this conversation that I thought has been a very good one about forgiveness?
What did we say over the break? I'm just trying to rehash because I feel like that should have probably gone out over the air. I was talking, but...
I don't know.
We left off the last segment, I think, saying something about forgiveness and not, you know, I was saying how I don't necessarily just grant that out unless someone has made some sort of an effort towards restitution. And I think that they should, you know, I think you said something along the lines of, you know, you give that to your, you know, you're giving that to yourself. Obviously, you're let your
right. You don't have to make it public.
You don't have to make that public. You can, you know, just let it go.
And you don't even have to tell the person.
Yeah, right. And I was saying that, you know, I feel like I can't do that because it creates this cognitive dissonance, this sort of double mindset where it's like I do feel like I need to, you know, if I'm going to have completely forgiven someone, I'm willing to put that person back in a category of trust again. That's what, to me, forgiveness means.
To me, it doesn't mean that at all. What do you think, Will, about trust versus forgiveness?
Yeah, I don't think forgiving someone means that you trust them. I think it just means that you're like, okay, you owe me for a violation of my rights, and I am going to forgo that right. I have a right to something because of what you've done to me. You have violated my rights in some way. You've stole from me. You've committed fraud. You have, in some way, you've harmed my person or my property. And I have a right to restitution for that up to a certain point. And I'm willing to forgo that. But that doesn't mean that I trust you.
Right.
You know, if you stole from me, I'm still going to watch you a little closer when you come to my store.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Just because I didn't have you thrown in jail for stealing from me doesn't mean I'm not going to watch you or that I want you back in my store at all.
Or that you support them, you know, dating one of your kids or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, to me, that doesn't sound like forgiveness. I mean, I just don't, you know, to me.
Then we have different concepts of forgiveness.
Yeah, definitely
different
concepts
means.
Of forgiveness because, I mean, I guess I don't have that kind of a level of
forgiveness is all about releasing burdens, not so much about where that person exists in their future relationship with you.
Right.
That's a completely different decision that each individual would have to make about that person based on the actions or their lack of actions as far as making things right or trying to be a better person or whatever. And that's a constant process that can be updated over time. So if somebody does make some progress later on their own volition, then you might want to decide to give them some level of trust in your life again. But none of that has any bearing on whether or not, in my opinion, whether or not you should or could forgive that person. And forgiveness can mean whatever it wants to you, I think, but ultimately to me, that's what it's about.
Well, I think maybe forgiveness in the context of a relationship, like if I had to forgive my brother or forgive my girlfriend or forgive my wife, trust may be like an integral part of that.
Right.
But for just like the average Joe on the street who has no real personal part of my life that I really need to have trust for him in any meaningful way, no, I don't think it's really necessary.
Our toll-free number, if you want to add in here, you're certainly welcome to do so. By no means are, you know, are any of us the experts on forgiveness.
Really,
it's just something that, you know, I think is worth practicing.
It's interesting
to
me.
Good for me.
Because I'm wondering if I consider monetary debt to be different.
Different from what?
Other kinds of forgiveness. Because I feel like in any other situation other than monetary debt, I let things go. It's gone. Goodbye. Like, whatever. Like, oh, you did this thing. You said something wrong. You did whatever. Like,
that's forgiveness.
That's forgiveness. It's gone. I let it go. But when it comes to monetary debt, if somebody says that they're going to, you know, borrow money from me, they loan money or whatever, it's forever, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like one of these people. It's like death before default. No, it just, you pay people back, you know, like if you whatever. And it's like that, that's the, where I don't forgive. I guess I don't let it go. It's just sort of like, you know, but I'm also extremely forgiving in the, in how I expect, I guess, a debt to be paid back to me or to others. Like, I feel like...
You mean if somebody's like, late, you're not going to...
No, of course. Know, like, just, you know, pay, just make effort at all.
Right.
You know, consistently, like, you know, like, oh, you it's owe me so, thousands of dollars.
Right.
Pay me back $10 a month. I don't care if it takes you 50 years.
It's so unusual, you know, like, to see that. That's what makes somebody outstanding. If they are going to make some level of effort, even if it's a small level,
right.
That's so unprecedented amongst the people that, like, in my lifetime, the people who I've loaned money to, whether it's been a significant amount or an insignificant amount, the people who are willing to make some kind of, like, cursory payment of some small amount puts them so far above all the rest of them who never make a single payment and always have excuses and, you know, are just complete losers on that aspect.
Yeah.
Like, I think that puts them in a high class of people just because they think enough of you to actually care enough to try to do something to make it right. Even if it, like you said, even if it takes 20 years.
Well, I mean, the issue is that with every one of these people that I can think of, for the most part, has been of an employer of, in some fashion who has
the employer
failed,
owes you.
Yeah, the employer owes me, has failed to, you know, pay for, you know, services rendered, you know, contractually in every in every single situation. And the one of them is in federal prison for mismanagement of money, to think, you know, so, and it has made, you know, national news. I think we've talked about
it's going to take him a while to make
her. Yeah, she, yeah, well, she's never going to make the payment anyway. She's, you know, was trying to silence SEC agents using voodoo spells. So she's, not paying a lot
can't
of people
fault her
back.
For that.
No, I can fault her for being a lunatic, but not for attempting
to silence
avoid the
government.
SEC.
Right.
But, I mean, she was trying to silence the SEC while robbing older people of their money.
Geez.
So, you know, like falsely investing and lying to people and, and all that stuff. But
You've had some crappy bosses. Jeez.
Some, you know, I can't say that they're all necessarily grabby. That one particular person is a terrible person.
I've never had a boss who's owed me money after the fact.
I mean, the problem is that, you know, I've also worked for a lot of startups, and
they run out of cash.
They run out of cash, or, you know, or I'm, you know, being very flexible with how I'm getting paid in advance, not demanding money right away and saying, you know, if you need time, go ahead. You know, like
that.
Yeah, it's my mistake. It's been my mistake with a couple.
That doesn't make it okay what they did, but it does say
I'll pay you up front, man.
I'm not worried about my own business. When I'm running my own business, I handle that. And I only ask for 50% up front, so don't worry about it.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom, you can. And you can bring up anything you want, whether you want to talk about your experience with forgiveness. We'd be happy to hear that. Or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, modern friendships. What's different about them? Johnson's going to tell us that on the way on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in toll free and join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in. Skype username lrn.fm. Anarchapulco is making anarchy great again. It's year number four of this awesome event that I had the pleasure of going to in 2017. It happens in February. This year it's going to be February 15th through the 18th in Acapulco, Mexico, the beautiful Princess Resort. Great speakers to be expected, including the one and only Ron Paul. He is going to be keynoting the event. Also, G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vitz Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. They're all going to be speaking there, plus live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It is a great event. It was really awesome. Hundreds of people attended in 2017, and I'm looking forward to going back because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting once again from the event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Plus, you can also get involved in some of the other events that are happening sort of around that time frame in Acapulco, like the Health and Wellness Retreat that they're putting on, as well as Change Media University with Luke Radowski and more. You can go and get signed up for the main event with code FTL, and you get 10% off, which does include Cryptopulco. That's going to be what's happening on the 18th. Again, February 15th through the 18th. For 10% off, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Live when you get signed up at anarchapulco.com. That's anarchapulco.com. We will see you there.
So great. Really great. The greatest anarchy ever.
Very I don't great. Think he's coming, but Ron Paul, much better.
He's trying to make anarchy great again. Is
yeah,
that the,
that's the tagline. That's the tagline.
The greatest.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk, since we were talking about forgiveness, you've got a story about friendship now, Johnson, which is kind of tangentially related to forgiveness
it
in
is.
Certain cases.
So, according to some, you know, modern psychologists, I guess there's something very strange happening to modern friendships.
So?
So, it says here, modern societies are often highly mobile, with people moving around for work, school, or just to start afresh. And this is particularly, I think, true amongst the Free State Project and people who are moving for liberty.
To New Hampshire,
yes,
the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, which is the larger concept. The Free State Project is one of the groups
right.
of libertarian types moving to one place so we can concentrate our efforts in this one place. That's the reason why the three of us are here tonight, because otherwise we probably never would have met Will. Johnson, you and I happen to know each other in Sarasota, Florida, where we both happen to originally be from. But the reason why we're here is because of that migration.
We also both happened to vote for New Hampshire.
That's true.
That's true. The state. To be
so it's y'all's fault.
Yeah, we are definitely.
It was a clear winner.
Yeah, it was.
Of the of the 10 candidate states that the Free State Project had chosen, which the Free State Project was the first sort of start to this migration.
Original impetus.
So every morning when I wake up and it's 15 degrees, zero, I'm going to.
There was no warm state on
that. Yeah, I also ranked Wyoming.
It could have been Wyoming or like Wisconsin.
Alaska.
It would have been, like,
oh,
or Alaska.
God, yeah, it would not have been
Wisconsin wasn't on
anywhere
there.
Else.
Alaska was on my one exception.
Alaska was number three. I ranked it number three.
Yeah, I'm good with Alaska.
I also
keep that, too.
In some places, it's actually warmer, I think, in Alaska.
Actually, it's right now it's 47 degrees.
In Alaska?
Or something like that today. It was like
26 degrees in Antarctica right now, though.
Is that right?
Like, most of the world is warmer than Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. It's been really cold up here. But anyway.
Alaska would have been actually interesting because of the amount of land there. But, you know.
That would have been bad. And that's one of the reasons why I don't think it had a chance was because it was, I mean, it had a chance because it was number three. But it was New Hampshire won far and away. Like, there was a big gap between New Hampshire and Wyoming, which was the number two choice.
There's a lot of opportunity for developing Alaska, right? I mean,
I don't know. Because a lot of it's federal
making
government.
Its own country.
A lot of it's run by the feds, though.
Yeah.
A lot of that land is federal land.
Well, if you seceded, that would be a lot of land that would suddenly become available.
True, although that could be a bone of contention in the secession.
Yeah. Back to friendships.
Mobile people, they're saying modern people are more mobile?
Yes.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I figure people always moved around for careers and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true, but I think it's happening
more
so
now.
Because people, you know,
it's easier to find
jobs
a job
online. Yeah,
good point.
Yep. Moving home is a lot. Moving home a lot is linked to thinking that friendships and close social ties are more disposable, new research finds. Moving around a lot is also linked to the same attitude of disposability towards objects. Dr. Omri Gilith, one of the new book's authors, he doesn't even mention the book so far, but we found a correlation between the way that you look at objects and perceive your relationships. If you move around a lot, you develop attitudes of disposability towards objects, furniture, books, devices, basically whatever merchandise you have at home, your car even. Modern society.
Which is a good thing. I mean, before we go on, in my opinion, I'm somebody who values simplicity and not having a bunch of stuff. I don't like the fact that.
Not me. I'm the opposite.
You like stuff?
I like, yeah. I've collected and made use of stuff over time that has developed a sort of, I don't know if you call it like a, not symbiosis, but like a, what do you call it when something, more things come together and become more than the sum of their parts, where that begins with an S.
That's a good one. I don't know.
You know,
right
but
now.
You know what I'm talking about, but you can't, anyway.
Synergy?
Synergy, yes.
Yeah.
A sort of synergy of things that I've, like, held on to or collected over the years have become useful. You know,
that,
like,
they
I
weren't
have,
useful in the beginning.
They weren't as useful, and they've become more useful. Like, for example, I have held on to, for many years, I got a, like, given to me for free, an old audio receiver. And I had purchased at one point these big speakers that are like these gigantic speakers, but like they take up too much space, but they're really, really good for my now home theater system that I've built, which you were able to experience.
Nice.
And I collected those pieces over the course of like
a decade.
20 years. Yeah. Like, you know, like I collected that stuff. And so the thing that I have, my stereo receiver, is actually really good because you can't get them like that anymore. They're actually, the old ones sound way better than the new ones.
But at the same time, you're not a pack rat. You don't have a messy place.
I used to be, though, but really? I had to balance it out. There was a time when I was living in Florida that I lived with also some people who were worse pack rats than me. And it was, I mean, I think...
Is that what changed it for you?
Remember, yes.
Okay. Because pack rats are kind of like, I don't know, it's considered to be a mental illness that can be passed down like from family members.
Buried alive.
It's a crazy show. If anybody's ever seen Hoarders, you make me want to watch an episode because I haven't seen it in a long time. But, Will, you're shaking your head.
I'm good on Hoarders.
You've seen it?
I've seen it too. And just the way those people live.
Oh, it's horrific.
So crazy.
And I've been with people who are borderline, like probably getting into hoarder territory, and I've been in that environment.
It's horrible.
And it's horrible. You know, dirty. Or if you move into a house where hoarders have taken up residence, you know what it's like to suddenly move in where hoarders are moving out of.
We live next door to people that had like a pathway that went through their house. And when they moved out, our house was invaded by vermin and cockroaches.
God.
Like, we never had a problem with bugs the whole time we lived there. In this big duplex we were living in, and as soon as the hoarders moved out, boom! Like
they came in.
They were just
damn.
We were overwhelmed. We moved out within 2 months
because the beasts were eating all their food, and then they needed something to eat, so they came over. Damn!
When it was just a big empty room, you know, set of rooms, they were still looking for something to eat, and they came to us. It was horrible.
So it's one thing to it's a fine line between I might be able to use that someday and becoming a hoarder, right? So
exactly.
You didn't, or you rejected that at some point.
Yeah. I mean, I just, every so often, you know, I'll go through and it'll be like, does this have real value or not? Like, I've been holding on to it for a really long time and, you know, chuck it. You know, I'm not going to be, like, collecting, you know, like, I'll save, for example, plastic bags to be used, but they have to be used. You know, like, put them in, you know, the
trash cans,
you know, your bathroom trash bag, you know, or whatever. Or, but
if you fill a room with plastic bags,
like, I have a bin. Once that bin becomes full, it's time to purge a bunch of the plastic.
Yeah, that's good. You got a system. Let's talk more about stuff and friendships in the modern age. Continuing here, and you're welcome to weigh in at 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial in, toll free, and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you can find out why. And one of the reasons why is because Dash does not have the insane Bitcoin fees that have been crippling the use of the classic cryptocurrency Bitcoin, which is now probably better known as Bitcoin Core. Bitcoin fees are down, though, a little bit from $30. They're down now to $17 today, which is still insanely expensive because we're used to paying 3 cents or 2 cents, which is what you'll pay for a fee on the Dash network.
I don't know of a single coin in the top 100, 150 coins that are out there that aren't cheaper and faster than Bitcoin Core.
Pretty much true. So check out Dash, Dash.org. As we continue, Johnson, you've got a story from the psychology blog about modern friendships and apparently attachments to stuff.
Yeah, so just rehashing here, this Dr. Omri Gilath has said, we found a correlation between the way that you look at objects and perceive your relationships. If you move around a lot, you develop attitudes of disposability towards objects, furniture, books, devices.
Understandably, because it's easier to move when you don't have a bunch of crap.
Exactly. So basically, whatever you have at home, or your car even. Modern societies are often highly mobile, with people moving around for work, school, or just to start afresh. The research found that the more people have moved around the country, the more they tend to have a disposable view of both objects and close social ties.
Okay.
That isn't a new idea of the United States as a mobile country. For many people here, moving up means moving around. If you're willing to move for school or a job, you have a higher chance of being successful. But we're saying it also makes things superficial and disposable. Mm. It might be fine to have a disposable diapers, but not disposable friendships. If you know you're moving and develop the idea that everything can be replaced, you won't develop the same strong and deep ties. We're suggesting that this is a broad phenomenon where we all tend to look at relationships to coworkers, friends, and social network members as replaceable. Even in romantic relationships, where I ask my students what they would do when things get difficult, most of them say they would move on rather than try to work things out, or, God forbid, turn to a counselor. These kinds of attitudes can be psychologically unhealthy, Gilath thinks.
Well, hold on. I mean, they can be, mm-hmm. but in certain circumstances, moving on is the right thing to do. If it turns out that the person...
The Pacha family of origin. Oh, wait, I mean, sorry.
That the person who with whom you've decided to have a relationship turns out to be a different person than you initially had thought they were, or they've had a significant change in how they behave or something like that. It may not be worth the time and the effort to try to repair that relationship. Everybody right. has to decide at which point they're willing to they want to throw in the towel on a relationship. And yeah. I don't think there's one right answer for, is it a good thing to, break up sooner rather than later? It depends, right? Yeah. It depends yeah. on the person, it depends on the circumstances, it depends on how egregious the violations, yeah. were.
Well, you should just forgive them.
Again, the forgiveness doesn't have anything to do with whether you stay with the person or not.
So anyway, going on, he says that these attitudes can be psychologically unhealthy.
Sure.
Research suggests that only deeper, higher quality ties provide us with the kind of support we need, like love, understanding, and respect. So you need these very close ties to feel safe and secure and function properly. If social ties are seen as disposable, you're less likely to get what you need from your network, which can negatively affect your mental and physical health as well as your longevity. And I guess the book that they were talking about is this Adult Attachment, a concise introduction to theory and research. Sounds gripping.
Now, the Buddhists would speak against attachment, saying that being attached to a thing or a person is actually ultimately a bad thing to cultivate. Not that that means that you can't love the
attachment
person.
Attachment causes suffering.
Correct. You sound like somebody who's studied some
this is a great bit by Louis C.K.
Just a little bit.
Comedian Louis C.K., where he talks about, when you're getting your kids, your family, they got a puppy, bring home. And he's like, he looks at that and all he sees is future tears.
Future tears when it dies or gets sick, right?
Yeah. It's just like, that's what a puppy is. It's just future tears.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun when Jazzy has to leave this place, but I know it's coming.
I mean, but I don't know. I think that those attachments are definitely psychologically healthy.
You think attachments are psychologically healthy?
Yeah, I do.
Healthy.
I really do. I mean, obviously there's a level of attachment where it becomes unhealthy,
mm-hmm.
when you're bordering buried alive.
Yep, that's a big problem.
Definitely a problem. And, there are even, there's huge shades of gray along that spectrum as well, where it still can be problematic.
I think you're better off...
Women that are attracted, they're trapped in abusive relationships, mm-hmm. or men that are trapped in abusive relationships,
sure.
I think
you're better off with less attachment than with more. I think you're better off with less stuff than with more. Because if you look at the extremes, all right, so let's look at the stuff question
sure.
for a moment. You look at the extreme of hoarding, which we've already talked about, which is, no one would disagree. It's crazy.
Right.
It's dangerous. It's unhealthy.
Right.
It's crazy. It's like an actual, biohazard in a lot of circumstances. And it's a fire hazard. There's all kinds of things that are bad about that. But then if you go towards on the other side, somebody like Peace Pilgrim, for instance, I read a book about her book, actually, that is excellent for anybody that's interested in simplicity and Quakers and all that. She walked around the country in the United States decades ago, And that was just like what she did for basically like more than a decade of her life was to just walk around and go across. Kind of like how Forrest Gump ran across the country. She would walk and
like 500 miles and then walk 500
more. I don't know how many I don't know how many miles at a time, but you know, from town to town she'd go. And when she was doing this, it wasn't, you know, the internet time, so all they had was like newspapers and radio. As far as, you know, how she could get publicity for what she did. But it was an interesting story, so all this publicity came around, and she would, like, get interviewed by, you know, journalists as she was walking from place to place. But the interesting thing about her was that she started the walk with basically nothing. She had this, like, tunic of some sort that she wore, and it had two pockets, and in one pocket she had a toothbrush, and in the other pocket she had some Peace Pilgrim-like flyers that she had made up about, you know, what she was doing. And that was it. That's all she had. She didn't have any money. She didn't have anything else at all. But yet this woman was given everything that she needed. She was given every single meal that she ate, and she ate almost every meal. It was very rare that she would not eat. She was given places to sleep by total strangers every single night. It was very rare over these, like, decade plus that she walked around, very rare that she would have to sleep outside. It did happen a few times, or, you know, sleep under a bridge or something like that. But for the most part, it was the kindness of strangers that that sustained her and took care of her. And just, you know, that contrast compared to the hoarder, I think it's clear to me which one's the better choice. So I was just explaining where I was coming from there. So, Johnson, did you want to continue or comment?
Well, there's no more to the actual article here, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that what you're saying, even with her, is that, you know, is it the better choice? I mean, yes, if you're comparing hoarders versus that.
I was comparing the extremes, right? Yeah, extreme simplicity, a woman who had a toothbrush and some flyers and a smock, you know, and the one pair of clothes or whatever she wore. I mean, she didn't even have a backpack for a change of clothes.
Let's say she has 10 items and a hoarder has a million items.
Yeah.
Let's say that's fair. I mean, yes, I think that somebody who has maybe like, you know, 100,000 items is clearly, you know, they're only 10% of the way towards a hoarder. But that's still, I mean, I don't know. I see that as worlds of difference between, I don't know.
Okay, you don't have to know. Yeah. Our phone lines are toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 if you want to explain.
I don't think extremes in any circumstances necessarily healthy.
Well, that's open to interpretation. I can understand where you're coming from on that. I was just saying, as far as if I'm going to go in one direction or another, I'm going to go in the direction of more simplicity because I just have an appreciation.
I just found myself during the whole thing finding myself like, I wonder how many really bad things happened to her, and if she, you know, how lucky was she that she wasn't, you know,
there was some bad
raped
things
or murdered.
You know? There was a situation in the book about that. There's more coming up here in a moment. She was also a pacifist, which made that interesting. Mm-hmm. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3, on the way.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.